All right, we'll give a about Holland. There are many things to discuss. I put down on the paper more than I could possibly say today, but we're going to try to zip through it as quickly as possible. First of all, Chazar Sashiach, just to be Mesadish, obviously in Baal Talon there are two Laysa says and there's an essay. To break it down, just to understand what we mean, to break it down, there's a Schir Yoim, has the whole Laila to pay till Amud HaShachar, that's what Rashi says, Tavka Amud HaShachar. And the Schir Laila has the whole day to pay until what? So the Lashna Gemara is Shkia, whatever the Lashna Ramah Shkia, but the Aves Chesed says that it really means Tesa Kochovin. So Chiddush from Aves Chesed, it really means Tesa Kochovin. And he holds that Hayei Shkia is a suffix, you're always going to run into a Sfeika Deraisa L'chumra. So Be'etzim you're supposed to pay before Shkia because it might be Laila. If you ended up not paying before Shkia, you should still try to pay before Tesa Kochovin because maybe it's still not Laila. And then Fakert, if you finished after Shkia, you still have a chiv to pay by Tzeisa Kochavim, because maybe when you finished the Shkia, it was still Yom, and Mameli got to Laila to pay. Very often you take a haircut in Yeshiva, sometimes, especially in the summertime, it could be Ben Ashmashes, he's sort of under the gun. The second he finishes the last snip, you got to pull out the money, because otherwise it might be even Nisa Deraisa. At least not, at least L'chol HaPachas lose the mitzvah Deraisa of V'yem Etitun Zechari. And the Chanami, that's what I do, Taga. It's a good idea. What you do is you give it to him beforehand, and you...
Yeah, the Shukin Nezah, anyways. Whatever, if it normally takes a guy 3 minutes to pay, you'll be sure...
So you won't be over, but you missed out. You missed out, as just an essay. Just missed out the love today. Just missed out. Huh? You're not in Taveh, he's right there. He's right there. What do you think? He doesn't want your money? Of course he wants your money.
This second he wants it? Whatever's normal.
Whenever Paul asks you for the money, he wants your money. He wants to get paid. Yeah, this guy wants your money.
But he's not mine this second.
Your chiv started already because his chiv is Mishama Sele B'Saif, it's already at Saif. And his zecher wants your money. So that's a tvi, and he's right there. So you have a chiv to pay him immediately. Now, you want to know that he's mevat and he allows you to pay over time. So it's like every person, you're mevat to pay at a later date. So I'm not owe you anything. I missed out.
Shukin Adoy is mevat on a Saif?
Probably. There's Miri, whatever, but Pashas, yeah. Not mevat, you lost that on a Saif. You lost your essay? All right. No, see, well, that's a tumble. I don't want to go into right now. Raiz and the Gemara, Hin and Tzarek. But basically, is what you should do is give it to him shaloi manas that he could use yet. It's like with Pekodin. And the second, it's Gemara Malacha. At that point, you're willing to be makna them. So then you get it immediately. All right. Fine. Now, Lamai says he mutches in the Ramah, it says Shokol of Achamis. He says it means Shoifshki, or he says it's because it's, Tavis Chesed says because it's a Sveika Deraisa, so therefore you got to pay by Shkia, because otherwise you're getting into a Sofik. Lamai says the Sifrit de Beir Rav, and Pashas Kisete over there in that Indian, he taka says that Shkia, it means Tchile Shkia, not like Tavis Chesed.
It means a Sofik.
No. He forget. He says, just like you see, Amud HaShach is the beginning, so too, when it's by Laila, I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm just telling you what he says. And Lem is again, yeah, so what? But Amud HaShach is really more like Tesa Kochavim, and Nates is like Shkia. He said, just like Amud HaShach, he sees at the beginning, so to here, this is at the beginning. I don't know what he wants, but that's what the Sefer Devei Rav, you can look it up, brings the Rai from the fact that Ariza was makbid to push off his man Mincha, and he ran to pay, even though he missed out Shkia. So you see that Shkia was very important to him. He had to pay by Shkia. So again, what's the right? Maybe I'll just solve it. I'm not sure what he wants. Fine. All right. Okay, let's move on. B'yam etit in
Skaray. The Stechem brings down from Mishnah Sarayim that holds its states. And not the Torah Sofik, the Torah Zadai.
That it's states Mamish.
Zadai, right.
I hear. Right, they bring on Taisa. The Ritz Loshin is Shechoshcha. My says it means states. Okay, fine. Come, let's move on. Rabbi, so we mamish have a lot to say here. Now, b'yom etit in scharay. Yeah, no, yeah. Shabbos Agolda, Josh, you know. Anyway, sorry. B'yom etit in scharay. B'yom etit in scharay. Pashis is by a schir laila that you have till the end of the day to pay. What would be if it's a schir yoim? And you're talking about now the Issa v'lois baltolin. So Pashas, you also have a mitzvah saseh still. When is this mitzvah saseh b'yemetitin skari kick in? Does it kick in by emuna shachar, or does it kick in kipshuta b'yemetitin skari, which means at the end of the day? If you're going to have an assay on that poil as well, when is the assay? So if you, the background it says b'yomei titin skari doesn't mean b'yomei titin skari, it means b'zmanoi titin skari. Me'ela kol echad fi zmanoi. So if you have a schir yoim, his mitzvah assay would be also to have to pay by amud hashak. If you don't pay by amud hashak, you'd be over an assay as well. And it's mevor like that in the chinuch, and in the mitzvah assay, the chinuch taka breaks up, the schir yoim and schir laila has two different zmanim. And there's a mashal like this ksas in the Rambam, the adyukim hin and tzirik in the Rambam, I'd rather not go into it. All right, now by a goy, there's a bavusta sefer mitzvahs and a chinuch who says that the Rambam held that a goy also has the mitzvah sasei without the lois sasei, just like Gertoyshev has the sasei without the lois sasei. So to a goy, so it's talking about cleaning ladies and the like, you can have a mitzvah sasei still. Some want to be magia the Rambam, but the Rambam read merely Gertoyshev, but somehow the chinuch understood the Rambam kipshutai, and the chinuch is a rishon. All right. The Meiri actually over there is mashra faket. The Meiri is mashra that there's no mitzvah zasei by a guy. Even a mitzvah zasei, there's nothing by a guy. All right, and then the Meiri in Kafir Aleph and Mebeis. Now, there's, of course, there's Issa Drabban Lake Veshoev as well. And there's a chayma adava, the Gemara in Sukkah, Chavtesa Mebeis, Taka is Mevur, that by Lake Veshoev, a machet in Chos of Yerd Latimon, if you don't pay on time. And the Mashra says over there, who adin, like Abid the din of Baltolan, if you don't pay, you're going to have the Chos of Yetzim Latimon. Fine. Okay, let's hagdom. Let's now talk tankless. If we're talking about a chayma deraisa, we're talking about a mitzvah deraisa here. So the chayra, these mitzvah deraisa are going to have the regular din of mitzvah deraisa, for example. There's a din that, according to many, the mitzvah strikas kavana by mitzvah deraisa. So come to us, if you want to be mekayim, a mitzvah b'yom titin skari, when you pay the poil, you have to have in mind they being mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa, otherwise you won't be mekayim this mitzvah. Doesn't happen automatic. They say over Meis from the Chavetz Chaim with Ramendo Zaks. Ramendo, he was about to pay the wagon drive, and the Chavetz Chaim held on to his hand and stopped him and said, "Be mechaven." And he was mechaven. He saw him was doing it too nonchalantly. He's paying the wagon drive. No, you have to be mechaven. You mean mechaim now mitzvah abimain titin skari. I didn't really find it so mufurish. There's a sefer mitzvah zakosel Chavetz Chaim in the Hagdama. It's really not the Hagdama. It's im haseif. It's not in the when he printed the Chavetz Chaim, it wasn't there, so I'm not sure who wrote this in HaSeifa, but it was like a mavi to the Seifa. In there, he says, Avada, mitzvah tzrikas kavana, and Avada, when you pay your poi, you have to have kavana, otherwise you're not be yaitzah. There's a kafa chaim as well, in Reish Lam Beis of Kotan Tezvav, in Ur Chaim, that he brings up his kinsari, and he said you should be mechavin, that you mean kaim a mitzvah. So it's a kafa chaim. Now, I'm not sure if the kafa chaim meant because of the Lomis El Yoinis, or he meant because even us little people, you also be mechavin, to be mechayim mitzvah deraisa, but you could look it up. I wanted to be mechalek that there's a shittas meloy aroim who wants to say a cheshvin, and he has a marach, it's a mitzvah tzrichas kavana, or he's tes over there. He goes out on a limb to argue with Pnei Yeshua and Prima Golems, and again now by Pesach, when you eat murder, do you have to be mechayim? You have to be mechavan, that being mechayim a mitzvah. When you, by matzah, all these things. So the Ranu says when you're eating matzah, because shekeinena, you don't have to. So come to us, to Pnei Yeshua and Prima Godem, that by mora, where you're being not nena, or you're not supposed to be nena, you're not supposed to be nena from the mora, I guess, it's supposed to be bitter. Sometimes at a table, this mora was so good, it's better than last year's. But you're not supposed to be nena, so you're not supposed to be, it's supposed to be mora.
How can you make a bracha? Good,
excellent, yeah, fine. But the nena on the Meriri's Shabbat. Okay, fine. The kids, so what are you going to do? So they take say you have to have in mind. He wants to go out in the limb, and he says that no. That when you need mitzvah srikas kavona is when there's a stam, a maisa, say shema. Say, avad, if you're not mechavim, what are you doing? Nothing. These things, when you're stam, when the Akash Baruch Hu wants you to do a pula, so if you're not mechavim in the pula, it's nothing. But if the Akash Baruch Hu is not interested so much as the pula, he's interested in the taitza of the pula, and the only way to do it is with the pula, means he says the mashu mila. He says he never heard that a moil has to be mechavim when he does the mila l'shei mila on Shabbos, that if you should be mazid the moil, and if not, be even isa derais of Shabbos, because not being mekayim the mitzvah mila, and now be even isa derais of Shabbos, because no right to be moil. So he says that since the kavan was asaris ha'orlo, that's the really kavan. How you do it, aide mila. So he says, there, it's automatically, it's like stam. It works by itself, even without kavana. He says, any time the tzitza is the ikatavke, he said, murr, the ikatavke is to have the meriris. So even if you're not mechavim, lemaisi, you have the meriris. Anytime the ikatavke is the tzitza, then you don't need kavana. By Baal Tolan and B'yamatit Tanskari, for sure, the ikatavke of the mitzvah is to pay, that the Elav Hunaisi is nafshi, he wants to get paid. So Mameli, you wouldn't have to have Kavan. But again, he's arguing with Pnei Yeshua and the Prima Godim.
Not,
sorry? Mar Derabanan. Yeah, okay, we could test. That's Arachayim. This is someone who said that maybe for Derabanan. So you also need, okay, let's put that on hold. And good. Next, the Avos Chesed brings down from the Prima Godim, happens to be in the Sefer Matan Skaron Shel Mitzvos Chakira Dalar. I looked it up. Doesn't say 100% like the Chavetz Chaim, but 99%. He said there, slightly different spin on things, but he says that Hayoyis it's a mitzvah deraisa, and you can't rely on Chazaka Shlichos or Shlichusa by mitzvah deraisa. So Mameila, if you want to pay your poil, you cannot do it Ayidei Shliach. I mean, you could do it, just you have to be Mavara that it was done, otherwise, and you can't rely on it because you can't be Samech on the Chazaka Shlichos or Shlichusa for deraisa. Fine, let's go into. But then he's a poil, and then it's better. I reckon this is. Huh? Then he won't be of anything, but you won't be Mekayim. All right, fine. Now, Einloi. There's a halacha state that Einloi, if the guy doesn't have, he's part of Itcha, if he's Einloi, he doesn't have, he doesn't have these mitzvahs, right? Now, what does Einloi mean? So the Talmud of Rashba says Einloi means he doesn't have any money, v'loi metaltalin, v'loi karka, he has nothing. So if he has Einloi mamish, he has nothing to pay the guy, has nothing to, but if he has any of the above, any asset, then he has to liquidate that asset and pay the poyon. And this is like the Talmud of Rashba. Sorry? It doesn't say. He just says no matter what, you have to liquidate whatever you have and pay. Now, the problem with the Talmud of Rashba is, we're talking about a guy who is mamish naked and destitute and has nothing. If he has a shirt, take off his shirt and liquidate the shirt. Well, what does he mean? What did he hire him out for? He hired him to paint. So what did he paint? He painted his house. He has a house. He hired him to fix his boiler. See, obviously he has a boiler system. Give the boiler. He did something. What's going on in the town?
He hired him to Eshkol Echad and he ate it.
And he ate it. Okay. Huh? I hired him to give him a haircut. And that he is not worth anything. You're right. Okay, good. Fine. The ma'isa is, and if you hold that, there's no chiluk dinasim ruba na'at, so then even the lamazokin, he hired him to do a major job worth $1 million, he only has $10 worth of assets. Chach let him liquidate those $10. Even for a pruta, let's say no one's willing to buy for $10, but he can get one pruta for all his assets, so take chach that one pruta, mimun kaima mitzvah, at least whatever he could. Copy that pruta, he's a yeshlai. The guy has half the schiris and not the whole schiris. He does not have a mitzvah to pay what he has, rather he won't have a ptur on that, he'll be able to on the half that he didn't pay. So whatever he has, let him pay. So I don't know what the Talmud Rashi was talking about. The Maisa is the Miuchas Ritva, everyone knows, says that there's a chilek if he has a hefsid or not. If it's something that he could liquidate without a hefsid, like Eichlin, he says, then it's fine. But if it's something that he can't liquidate without a hefsid, like Kalim, then in a chanami, that's considered Einloi and he's Pata. And the Chinuch and Tavkav Peches says a similar thing, that he says that if it's going to be Yevet Harbi Mishaloi, he's not Mechiv to do that. Fine. Comes along Rikivego, Minchas Chinuch and Reish Lamed, and Minchas Pitem, and they're all Medayek from Feshidin Loshonis to Magen Mishnah, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, when they all say, Lohayeloi Mois, Litein Loi, why punk Mois, why are we inserting Mois, Vais Tois, if the guy doesn't have Mois, even if he has everything else under the sun, he's going to be part of Rikivego jumps, he doesn't understand why, what, when, what's going on, Ein Loi means Ein Loi, not if he doesn't have money. The Mois is the Rosh. The Rush in the sugya over there, when it says Yeshitcha, the Rush plugs in. Pish, Mois. You see, it doesn't make it up. It's coming from the Rush. But the child is Vaita, so what's going on? If it's going to be Mois, why punkt Mois, Frektor Kivega? So I got the Luli de Mestapina. I don't think that's what they mean. I think the Rosh and the Magen Mishnah and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch all mean, just like the Miuchas Ritva means, that Avada, if he has money or anything that could be liquidated to money without any hefzid, it's the same thing. That's money. And what's my raya? My raya is Miuchas Ritva himself did the exact same thing. Miuchas Ritva brings down is the Amri. Pirish, what does Itcha mean? Sheyesh Leimois. Zokt the Miuchas Ritva. What does that mean when the Rishonim say Itcha is Dafka Mois? What does that mean? Mois, anything that you can liquidate without a hefsid to be Mois. So if the Miuchas Ritva could do it to Rishonim, then I, Lechayre, could also do it to the same Rishonim, to the Rosh and the Mechab and the Torah, and say that that's all that they mean as well. All right. They bring a raya, the Mirkas Chinuch and Reish Lamed and Ulam and Mishpat over here brings a raya from the Gemara and Shabbos Faket, that it's Dafka Mois. Because the Maisa, you do it to Kamaisa, the person worked with Galil for 3 years. And I think the Miritz Chiyah says that it was Rabbi Akiva Grada.
He was the worker.
was the worker, and the noisin, if it was Rabbi Eliezer something, Hagadol. So I mean, we're talking about Chashev, a Chashev, a Mais, and in the Danlakav Schus and Shabbos and Kufchav Zayinam Abez, I believe it is. Yeah. And the story was he didn't get paid, and the Erev Yom Kippur he told the guy, I'm leaving, I have to go back to my family. Do you have any money? No. Do you have this? No. That. And what did he do? He done the kafskus, the money, he already bought prakmatia, and this, he did that. Oh, chagadya. So you see in the Gemara that why didn't he pay him? Because the money he used to buy prakmatia. Okay, Abbas, so take the prakmatia, liquidate it, and pay. What's the teretz? Sorry? Oh. Very good, but I don't get the right. So they want to bring a right from there, that you see that even pragmatia is a right to their understanding of the Tur Shulchan Aruch, that it's nafka mo, it's not even schoira, medes lischa, it's pragmatia, even that. So I want to say that could be that he never took possession of the pragmatia, it's not in the shush, he didn't have the ability to sell. Another answer could be that he couldn't sell it for the right price. He had to take a hefset, and these Rishonim hold that a hefset is fine. And I saw, Baruch Hashem, that Heichal HaMelech, it's a sefer, his father's sefer, printed in the beginning of the 1800s. So in the back, if he does a Rambam, in the back, he has a few pages on the chinuch over there, in the Pashat Kiseitza, on this mitzvah, he taka says, it says, talking about that he would have to have taken a loss to sell the prakmatia, and if he's not mechuyif to do that. Now, if he had the ability to, now he had 3 years worth of wages that he had to pay, if he had the ability to sell some assets without a hefset, so Avada, he would have chutz that mitzvah to do at least on those assets. But whatever, vice versa, he had a hefset to do anything. The Mashor says the different shot that it was Erev Yom Kippur. Mashor already bemexed this problem, sort of. And he said it was Erev Yom Kippur, and by Erev Yom Kippur, there's no one buying. Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's tired doing tshuva and doing hachanes, maybe eating or whatever it is. They don't have time to be buying, so there's no one to sell it to. That's Mashor's Eitza. I would like to suggest another Eitza, and I think this Eitza is really the Ikka. And that is that Mechatesi, Rabbi Kivo, this poel, was Tveihim Bezmanai. Who said it was Tveihim Bezmanai?
He was there.
He was there, that's true.
There.
So Kavos Chaim says it's Teretz? Oh yeah? I missed it. Where?
No,
we're in the bottom. And
Avos Chesed,
yeah? Sorry?
No,
I hear. And I'll explain to you what I want. He was there for 3 years. He popped up one morning and he told the Bala boss, I'm leaving. It wasn't shot that those man, the Lashon Hara was mashal, like he woke up one day, it's Erev Yom Kippur, I got to go back to my house, I want to go. Now I want to know, if he was a Shechir Yoim for 3 years, and today he woke up in the morning, he got to go back home. So I know that Apoel Ziyachal Aks B'chatzi Yoim, but when was he Chayza? He was Chayza this morning, I'm asking. But when was this man finished? When was the last time he did Malacha? That was already yesterday. So it was Ovah Azman, it was finished, he couldn't even... You couldn't even chab the zayah, you couldn't do anything. Much Ulam and Mishpat says, he bavons this. He said, don't tell me it was Laitava, because I hold even below Tava, you still have an Issa. I'm telling you, you don't even have that. He woke up this morning, told me suddenly he's leaving. Today he didn't do any malacha, so today is not the end of his man. When was the last time he did malacha? It was yesterday. So it's already, I finished. I lost the Laila. It's already the next day. He finished. Kivin Shav is Baikarish, and that's it. Shavloi Shavaini Oivin. There's nothing to do. Sorry?
He went to sleep. He was still in his
theater. Correct. That's what I want to know. That's what I'm trying to be Mechadish. That when he wakes up this morning, when he wakes up this morning, that he's being mevatei, he's being chayzer b'chatzos yoyim. Is the schiris ends right now? But when was the last time he did pula? The last time he did pula was yesterday. So then, come to Yisrael Mafreya, I had to pay him last night.
So when's the
seif? The seif can't be this morning because. Because there's no zman, there's no malacha done in the laila. So obviously, I didn't know him for 24 hours a day. If I hired him for schir yoim, so when was the last schir yoim? When was the last yoim he was oivet for me? That was yesterday.
He gets a lump sum
for the 3 years. But the 3 years worth of 900 and whatever, 1,000 days of malacha. So the last day of the malacha was yesterday, so it was already too late. I'll bring a raya. The another case in the Gemara was, why didn't he give him Paris? So he said the teretz was because it wasn't Musarim. What type of teretz is? So it's be master now. What type of teretz is? Go be mastered. What's the answer now? Lukuliyami have a chiv to be mastered. It's biyot chod, go be mastered and pay me. What's going on? Because it's tevel. So be mastered. What's going on? So the Mashiach tries to bavon it. So the Mashiach said it was light. It was Erev Yom Kippur and he was torrid. What's going on? Erev Yom Kippur, who asked you to do tshuva and don't eat and forget, pay your work on time. You have a chiv to pay your work. We're going to get to. Why do you have to pay? What type of teretz is it? Al kochi, you have to say it was of Azman. It wasn't Azman. It was very too late. So Memela, you want to know the Baal Tisha, I'm not over because it was not Usayyad and I'm busy doing tshuva and I'm busy making my achonis and eating. I don't have time for to be master today. But without it, otherwise, what's going on?
By Nasan Talisa the Uman. So then he tells you, so then when he gives it to you, then there's Baal Tolan. But when did he do the work? It's Rashi.
No. Yeah, that's done. But that's because the in the Kablon is in the Hefta when you give it. When you give it over. Till when you give it, right. No, but till when you give it, that's the end of the Zman of the Malacha. Not this, dear, I'm not paying you for the hour, I'm paying you for the job. So when did the job end? The job ended when he gave it to me. But here I'm high, I'm paying him for the hour. When was the last hour that he worked for me? Yesterday. That was the last hour he worked for me. It sounded like that. It sounded like that. Said he woke up one morning. He says, "Zeriyan, I got to go home." That was it. He tells the Balabais, "I'm go." If it was already Azman, the Gemara is like playing out a role. Like, what was it? Erev Yom Kippur, yeah? And he told Azman, I have to go back to my house to provide for my family. Or, let's say he didn't have to provide for his family. The Azman ended. Well, was he to, what's Erev Yom Kippur? Who cares? It wasn't Erev Yom Kippur. It was a Chveis Tu B'Av. Who cares? It sounded like that he wants to go back home to provide for his family.
To say how chomer it is that he needs the money, that's all.
Yeah, no, I understand, but the conversation. Okay, fine, let's move on. All right. Now, Frekta Mutzo Me'esh and Simon Men, hey, what's going on? L'chay Hadi, what's going on with the Petur of Einloi? What does it say over here, Einloi? You're going to be a part of I, Bishlam, if I say there's a limit how much you have to give up. But for Alois, I say, you have to give up all your money. So you have to give up all your money. So you, what's a chinuch saying, or the Michuz Advo, that if you're going to have a hefzet, you're not mechuyv to do it. Who cares you have a hefzet? Even if it's a hefzet merubah, even if it's called mamaincha, you're mechuyv to give it up. Not to be over Alois, I say. So what's going on? It's the effect of Mutzal Meish. So Rikivega brings it down. Rikivega is Mitzayim, what he writes in Yerideya, excuse me, Kufnan Zayin, Obibiri, there's a Chakiri, he brings Machlek Zishonim, a major Chakir amongst the Poiskim. Do we say that you have to give up Kol Mamoncha not to be over Alav, that's only Alav B'kum V'asei, or even Alav B'shev Altasa? Here this Alav is B'shev Altasa, by the guy not paying, he's only going to be over the love of Baal Tolam B'Shev Altasa. So it could be for love of B'Shev Altasa, you don't have that cloud, you have to give up Kol Mamoncha. Oh, that's what I want to say. But I'm just saying, this is a Mitzvah Me'esh's Kasha, and this is Rikivege's L'chayre Teretz to Mitzvah Me'esh's Kasha. The Maisi could say another Teretz, and that...
You don't have to give up anything, or just not Kol Mamoncha?
Have, it's like it has the same dinner as Vanasei. It has the same dinner as Vanasei.
So it's a fifth. So
a third, a fifth, whatever. Yeah.
Right, so then.
So maybe it's more than a fifth. Maybe it's more than a fifth.
So in Echanami, you have to sell.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Lemais, I wanted to say another teretz of Lefi Shitosa, if it's Kasha, there's a Ramban in Kedushan Lamadam and Alpha, Bavus to Ramban. The Ramban says that when there's a mitzvah Nasei together with Aloysa, I say, he said in the Ramban, like Moshe, by Makkah, Aveda, Shiluch HaKan, he has a bunch of mitzvahs. He says that the Ikka mitzvah is the Asay, and the Lav is only not to be over the Asay. So Bishlam, if the Lav would be, Okum Vasei Lav, not to do something in Eid Chaz, so there's a Maisa in the Lav, so then the Lav is obviously by itself. But if the whole Lav is B'Shev Al Tasa, not to sit back, not to be Mekayim the Asay, that's the Lav. Don't not be Mekayim the Asay. So he said, Av Kochuk, that's what the Kavanah Lav is only whatever the Asay is. And whenever the Asay is bottle and not applicable, the Lav is not applicable either. He answers up a bunch of Shilas with that. It's a cloud god that they use called Lotarikulu Lagabi Isaac Mitzvah Batam in a Mitzvah by Tzedakah. They use it by this, they run with it. So I want to say here too, if this Lav is only not to be over the Asay, and for the Asay I'm not Mekhiv to give up because it's a Hefsa Merubos, and I won't have the Lav either. But Bamis, I believe that Deka Teres is Akasha, Akasha Hefzik Nishdan. We're not talking about here, Ptur Oynis, that's Ein, because they have some Merubah. That wasn't what the Chinuch meant. Just like Itcha, when it's Ein Loi Mamish, it's not a Ptur of Oynis. It's Emes a Ptur, the Teres is not Mechayev when it's Ein Loi. So too when it's a Yesh Loi. But the only way to get it is Tucha Hefzik Merubah, so the Chinuch and the Ritva says it's as if it's Ein Loi, it's as if he doesn't have money. Because the only way to get money is Ducha Hefzit, so I don't have money. If I don't have money, and the currency that I'm mechuyv to pay a pearl is with money, so I don't have money, so it's Ein Loi. So if it's Ein Loi, I'm going to be pot. It's pot min adin. If you look at Michas Ritva, he says it clearly. He says, that's licht in itch, it's chashiv she Ein Loi. So it's not, so it's exerus a cause, nothing to do, I don't know what's going on. The Rabbi Zabokshem, I found in that Hechel Melech, he says this teretz. He doesn't also know what's going on with the Mutzal Meish. All right, let's move on. There's a Be'er Halacha that declares a Shaila, what to do with Oynik Shabbos. You only have enough money for Oynik Shabbos or to pay a poil. So he says that you should pay the poil because Oynik Shabbos might only be Divrei Kabbalah. And even if Oynik Shabbos is Midaraisa, but in I say tochi loisa sevasei by poyolim there's a loisa sevasei. My shenkin by inik Shabbos is only anasei. And the bazai, let's take it. Let's get out of inik Shabbos a little bit by other mitzvahs. Let's see, have a shaila paying a worker or tefillin, any other mitzvah, lulav, any other mitzvah. You only have money for one. And a chenami, now you have to know. What that NSA Dacha Loisa saying, you would have to pay the poil and not be Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin and lulav. Kadosh, you should have a shaila. What would be by a guy that the mitzvah is only mitzvah say lechud, like the Rambam Nechinuk, then maybe it's a mitzvah say against a mitzvah say something to clarify about. Okay.
But by Hilchas Tchiyah, there's no din of Imam Aloy Be'ina, that's not Teicha.
What do you mean?
Isn't there a din that if it's when you're trying to madcha and say one thing, so then there's a din if the guy is able to say,
look, we're going to get to it, we'll see if we're going to get to it. Fine. Now the ma'isa is Rav Pinchas Epstein, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Ravid of Yerushalayim. You know who he is? When the Satmar Ruv was the Gaivid, Ezgven the Ravid. And Pinchas Epstein writes in there's a Kovitz, Oitzis Yerushalayim, was printed in Tavshin, a bunch, but if you look in the Shnas, Tavshin Ten Zayin, he brings on this Bi'ur Halacha and he has a bunch of kashas on this Bi'ur Halacha. First kashi he has, well, maybe it's the last kashi, but I'm going to say the first. The kashi he has is, what's going on? There's a patur state in the chinuch that when there's a hefsed meruba, the ritva, and there's a hefsed meruba, you're not mechuyiv to pay a poil. You don't have a chiv bechla, right? So he says, what's the Bi'ur Halacha saying that you're mechuyiv to pay the poil and not have einik Shabbos and lose out your mitzvah, the rise of einik Shabbos, and go hungry that Shabbos and nebuchyu and your whole b'nei bayis, you can have mamisha depressing Shabbos. He says, isn't that like Gora Mehefs and Meruba Godum Mizeh? You lost out. What's more precious than the mitzvahs I say, the Raisa? You lost out of the Raisa and you lost out of Yisholam Bayis or Einik Shabbos. So he says, Avada. Oh. So Lechaira, it's only a mini Yisrael Revach. Oh. And that's what I want to say. Lechaira, he somehow learned like he's like the Shikulim here. That's not the vote. The vote is that when you have a Hefsid, so we don't see a Chefid translated into money when there's a Hefsid. But if you have money, you can stand on your head. If you have money, so it's itka. I don't care, you're going to lose the world because of it. But if you have money, avadi, you're going to have to pay. So what does he want? Is a hefsed meruba because you're losing an einik Shabbos. There you had money, avadi, you're mechuyiv to pay. The Ma'aseh says, I'll go even stronger. Rav Engel has a blitz chiddush. He has a sefer Chos and Yosef on Marit and Kedushin. If you look at Ois Kuf Tezvav, he wants to say that a guy has only enough money. See, I love him already. If the guy has only enough money, either he's going to die or his poil is going to die. They're both chalishing in the desert. Only one money, only one amount to save one person, you got to pay your poil because Saivi, someone's going to die. And now the only shaila is the mitzvah. So better you should give it to the poil and have the Seicher die, because at least he was Mekayim a mitzvah like that, rather than not, the Seif the Rosh Hashanah is going to have one guy dead, and like this will be over the mitzvah, so it's better to give it. Now, what happened there? Lechaira, over there, it's not even Minister Revich, it's Hefzit, he's going to lose his life. And nevertheless, state over there that he's Mechiv to give up and pay the poor. Why is Mechiv to pay the poor for? What's going on? Elamai, you see that that's not considered Hefsed Meruba. Hefsed Meruba means to translate a Chefetz into money. But if you have money, that's not a Hefsed Meruba. Now we can argue with the Chos and Yosef's Chiddush, but at least in the word, you see, okay, let's move on. Fine. All right, there are other problems with this Bi'ur Halacha. I really don't have time to go into it right now, but I just throw out one nekuda is what would be, I'm not even sure what the Bi'ur Halacha wants. When the Kal Vaseh Deicha Loisa Aseh means when they're mutually exclusive, and doing one is over one thing, and doing the other is over the other thing. But over here, what are you going to say? Just like Ein Aseh Deicha Loisa Aseh Vaseh, the Loisa Aseh Vaseh of the Poel is also not Deicha the Aseh of Einik Shabbos. because ain't say deicha say no matter what, even if you have a leisa say with it. So each one is not deicha the other. So what should halacha be? The halacha should be shaval tase. So over here, if I'm going to want to use oynik Shabbos, I can't because I need it for my parilim. If I'm going to want to pay my parilim, I can because I need it for oynik Shabbos. So halacha should be is don't use the money at all and don't be mekayim oynik Shabbos and don't be mekayim mitzvah pal tolan. Right? That's what should halacha be, but it's not the klal of ain't say deicha leisa. It has nothing to do with that klal.
Shaval tase will at least get one tzad. Who says the shaval tase to do nothing?
But I'm now, it's also for me to pay the poil because I'm being doicha mitzvah say the rice of oynik Shabbos by you doing.
But you can't even see doicha because you can.
So the other way, so because I should do it. And what should I do? You should do nothing. Then one Shabbos kicks in. No. One Shabbos kicks in, this man of paying the poil already passed. And now I should eat because now I don't. Now my money's not tied up anymore. It's not locked up. And now I should be able to. No. What? If I have oichlim, let's say I'll have macholim. I have macholim. And I could either liquidate this macholim or pay my poil or not. What should I do? I should sit back, not do anything, and when Shabbos comes, I should eat my food. What does he want? So what lechayir what the bi'alacha really means, and because the other problems like you were married with it could be nitcha. There's a lot of problems there. The dasei you're not being mekayim in the Shabbos till later. The lav is now. We don't say it has to be bidna. Lechayir what he really means to say is that it's a din kedima, not din doicha. It's a din kedima. I have one opportunity in front of me. I can only be mekayim one mitzvah. Which mitzvah has preference? And the daddy wants to say, two, a lav and nasei is better than just an nasei. The only problem is you have to know, and if it would be a goy, it's an nasei and nasei, then what? Then maybe I could do a nik Shabbos. Okay, my mitzvah nik Shabbos first starts tomorrow. And this mitzvah is very mutal alecha now. So I could be doicha mitzvah now because I want to be mekayim mitzvah tomorrow. All right. What would be, what? Depending who you ask. Anyway, let's move on. What would be if you don't have any money, you only have kelim, and you're going to have a hefsah b'mechirasan, mahadin, and it's oynik Shabbos and pula. To pay the poil, I'm not mechuyv to liquidate with, there's a hefsid. For oynik Shabbos, mitzvah deraisa, avad they have to give up ad shlish, ad chamish, avad they have to liquidate my assets. So I'm going to have to liquidate my assets and mechayim oynik Shabbos.
Not like the Muslim language, it's a question like Yubshah.
Look, and it's proud.
Like the mitzvah, they're both the same. Both are tips. Like the mitzvah, also is a din of asei.
No, God, mitzvah. No, you mean right? The egg is eight for the mitzvah.
The mitzvah answers that involves nitzli shavu.
Yeah, whatever that means. I don't know.
Okay,
means
but that's what he says.
Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, good. So I want to know what would be in this case. What would be in this case where to liquidate for Baal Tolan, I don't have to, but to liquidate for Oynik Shabbos, I do. But for Oynik Shabbos, Baal Tolan has preference, so I got to give it to Baal Tolan. But for Baal Tolan, I don't have to. So what do I do? At the end, it's a chicken before the egg. What do I do? So I think that it will be Eichlin, not Mechiv to give up the Eichlin for Baal Talin. So don't do it. Sit back. When Shabbos comes, eat your food. And then there shouldn't be a problem. But if we need money, what should you do? So I think that to the extent that if I'm going to have to liquidate my kelim, I'm not going to anyway use it for Eichlin Shabbos because I'm going to have to use it for Baal Talin because Baal Talin has a precedence over Shabbos. And for Baal Talin, I'm not mechuyev to liquidate my assets. The halacha should be, don't liquidate the assets and keep your kelim and do nothing. It should be a double chodesh, but that's l'chayit, it should be the halacha. The eitzah you can have is take your assets, not liquidate it into money, just transfer it, barter it for food and stay out. What? If you only if you have a hefsid, then you have a I'm saying, food with my name, you're going to have a hefsid, you try to sell it yourself. So barter it for food, and you'll have a eitzah. No, you only have enough for one. The child is, what do you do? I'm not mechuyev to liquidate to pay him.
I know, but since your cheshbon makes sense, only have enough to liquidate assets.
I mean, if you have enough, liquidate some, then I'll have to go to Baal Talan, then I'll liquidate the rest for Oynik Shabbos. I hear. Fine.
Huh? Doesn't
the Shaykh
say the food doesn't have the
chasam
shabbos?
Okay, then we'll see what the Otmach was. Okay, well, yeah, it's not possible. All right. Okay, let's go home and stretch. Let's see if we could pack this in. I'm trying to fly here. But I want to know, these miyutim, there are many, many miyutim said by Baal Talan. Now, these miyutim, lagabi the lava Baal Talan only, or lagabi the asay of Yemetitin Schari as well. For example, Einloi. Guy has Einloi, learned out from Itcha, which is a pasuk of Baal Talan, right? Le'lo'salim p'la'socha Itcha. Is this a p'tur? If a guy has Einloi, is a p'tur only lagabi the lava, or is a p'tur lagabi the asay as well? The ma'aseh is that the Shach brings on the Sefer Chasidim and says that you should be masneh. Kedei not to be over, just in case you won't have money, so kedei not to be over, you should be masna that you don't want to be over. L'chatchil, be masna that you're not going to pay the guy on time. Frek the Knesset Gdeila, and the Ramaz, and Pesach Tshuva, many people ask what's going on. If there's ain't like anyway, you're not over anything. So what's going on? So what's the kasha? What do you mean? If you hold that ain't like you're still over that say, it's a nafkamina, it would be for that say. I have to be masna, and I'm going to be not over, but I'm going to be over that say. So I have to be masna for that say. Baltolin, obviously that Baltolin is a lashon of Moshal, bekoilal everything, because of other. What he only wants to be mass on the Baltolin, not on the essay. He doesn't mind being over the essay. So Teretz is on the inyanim of Baltolin. He's being mass, so he needs that hasna to fadin the essay. So come to us, it's mashma that if ain lo, and it's the pashtis that if it's ain lo, you're going to be part even from the essay. All right, and the ma'ase is, for example, this din of the chinuch of harbe ein loy mois. That's in tafkuf peches. That was said by the essay. So you see that ein loy was said even by the essay. So if now, so kumtois, if the person is ein loy, what happens if he now goes ahead and borrows? The Chavos Chaim says you should try to borrow, and shochanu charav. If a guy's going to go ahead and borrow, what's he doing by borrowing? If ein loy, there's no essay. What's he doing? Melech chacham betagantum. Oh, see, akoch he can have to say that once he borrowed, it's considered yesh. Bishlam, if he liquidates his assets, and I'm not mechuyev to that, I ain't in, because now it's yesh. Like, but borrowing, you have to know, because if you're an accountant, it's really ain't like saying. At the end of the day, you have nothing. This is borrowed money. Right. Okay. Fine. Okay. Fine. So you can have to say that once you borrow, that does say yesh. Like, ask him. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem is the Chuvus Majdam. Chayish Mishpat Lamedalad Majdam says that even though Taki you don't have the essay, but if Nimishur Sadin, what you should do is him cheo etul chenvani, and the chenvani will pay him, and then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah asay. Now I don't understand. If it was ein loy, when I'm cheo etul chenvani, even though he got paid at the end of the day, but he's not paying my money; he's paying his money. So whose money is this? I want to know, where was the yeshua? Did I ever step out of poverty? Did I ever become yesh loy? At this matter, they ever become a yesh loy? No. And so what's Mashdam saying? That if you do this, if Nimisha said didn't, you should do it to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zeh. Where was the Mekayim Mitzvah Zeh? It was never a yesh loy. He got paid.
Even if you
have a B'yomit Titzkar on a lot of. Okay, let's go on. Okay, we'll talk about the other Nyon, and you'll see. When you don't have. I don't see. If it's a Midah Krav, it's Ainloy. Where it's Ainloy is not Stam in the Velda. Ainloy is not a Ptur Oinis. Ptur Oinis is not an Oinis. Ainloy means that you're not Mechuy Bechai Agavna. So I'm not Mechuy Bechai Agavna, I'm not Mechayim in Asay. If you're not Mechuy, I could be Mechayim. If the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't tell you to do it now, and I did it, I'm Mechayim anything? No. He didn't. He said, if it's ain't loy, I don't want you to pay. No, only if it's yesh loy. If it's ain't loy, I don't want you to pay. So now you went ahead and paid anyways. Were you mekayim mitzvah? How you can be mekayim?
That's what he's saying to do.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to the next answer. What would be a case of loy tova, right? Vaitis, luntav lozong pula socha itcha loy tova. So state your potter, because it's right. It's only if it's itcha, it's against his wishes. But if it's loytava, it's fine. Are you going to be potter on the essay if it's a loytava? Do you have a chiv essay even if it's loytava? Or no, the essay just like a loy essay. So the sifrei debei rav is medayik in the Tur Shulchan Aruch. Tur Shulchan Aruch says a lashon. Oishetava loy loy moyes oishemcheo etzur shulchani einu. I don't know about your Shulchan Aruch. It starts off again. Ein balavai is oivim mishum baltolin. Elin kein tovai asacha. Loi tovai eina oiva. Why is it eina oiva mishum baltolin? Vaisais, he says that they say you are oiva. Even if it's loi tovai, you're still going to have a chiva say. As they zog, the sifri de beirav. The pell is, what type of dik is this? Loi tovai, baltolin is a loshin haklali, like this ma'ar already says, sifkot nir aleph. Not only that, this sif brings it together with Einloy. In Einloy, we just said Avada is no assay as well. So obviously the Dik is Lavdavka. The Gabi Shlichis, we're going to see the Mechaba also says a Lashon Baltolin. Avadi means it's no assay as well. So I don't know what type of a Dik the Sifri de Beirav has over here. The Ma'isa Miuchas or Dvon Kufir Aleph and Aleph is Mefurish and the Chinuch and Tavkov Peiches as well. That also the assay you're not going to be over if it's a Loy Tavay.
Okay, so
Okay, with the other zayik could be all other inyanim. Yeah, good, good, fine. So now my halacha lemaisa. Rishonim say you're not even nasei. So I want to know the same problem. The guy was a loy tovay. So I'm a nice guy, so I'm going to pay him. Was I mekayim mitzvahs? I say, and loy luchari not right. Right? If I don't have a chiv, how can I be mekayim mitzvah? What is going on? The Torah told me to keep Shabbos. I want it on when? On the seventh day of the week. The Monday, you don't have to keep Shabbos. Monday, I want to keep Shabbos. Am I mekayim mitzvahs, I say? Because it's Shabbos. I'm keeping Shabbos. The Torah said, it's yod. The Shabbos is on Shabbos, not on Monday. The Torah said you should pay when you have, or when it's a yeshle, when it's a tovay. When it's not a tovay, the Torah never told you to pay. So if you want to pay, it's very nice. But what's that?
Sometimes it's
when
the
tovay
is mechil.
Sorry? Good. But it's exeris akasa. It's not just a mechil. It's exeris akasa.
So he took it.
So I want to tell you this type of a cheshbon. It's not poshut that when he takes the money, that time he takes the money, that is his tefiyah. And it's not me. Can I cause him to make a tefiyah? I can ask him, do me a favor. Be tevei me, so I can be mekayim the mitzvah. Yeah, then it's a tevei me l'chayro. I would have a mitzvah now. So I go ahead and I pay him. When he opens up his hand and accepts payment, so he's being teveya. The accepting the hand is, he wants to take my money. So could be the paying shafts the tefiyah b'vazachas and the meila. That's how I'm going to get to that saying. Right, that's why I said it's not poshut, but all right. The mitzvah is the Chut Hisarius Achuva, which is the son of the Ksav Soif and Chela Gimel Mem Alef, says, even though you're not over and I say, like Mendy, but if somehow if you pay, you've been Mekayim and Mitzvah, I say, haven't got the foggiest idea how. And then he says, Nishna Dem, but if you Mizakit, Shaloi Midaita, it sounds like even, at least Shaloi Befonav, Shaloi Midaita, Mizakit the money to my day Acher, you also Mekayim and Mitzvah, I say. Now Zicha, he's not saying my word, if you're paying, so when he accepts payment, he's never accepted any payment, doesn't know about the payment, but even though you're not mechuyiv too, but if you do it, you kind of miss as I say. I haven't got the foggiest idea how. Fine, let's move on. Shlichus. Shlichus is also learned out from L'Solim Pula Socha Itcha, so like the Mecha Chachman's and Gishmak, it's Meduk like that in Rashi, and other Rishonim, he's Medayik. Right, the Ritva is, what's going on, why not Shlichus, where's the Pasik? And God, there's a Bach in Hilchish Shoyom. The Bach says, Al-Kochiz is Exeris HaKosah. What's Exeris HaKosah? It's like Mecha Chachman. Why does the Pasik say, L'Solim Pula Socha Itcha Adbaike? It should have said, L'Solim Itcha Pula Socha. The itka should have gone before. Why did it flip it around and put it at the end? And I might to tell you that it has to be a sacha itka to have a loisolim pula sacha. And if it's not a sacha itka, it's also learned out from itka. If it's learned out from itka, what would be if your guy sends a shliach and he doesn't have the lav? Is he going to have the assay still or not? So from Taisis, you see that there's no assay. The Taisis starts handling that. Why is he doing the amoraim sending shlichus for what they're trying to do? He's bothered by what happened to the Baal Tisha. He says, no, Baal Tisha, you're not over because you're Torah. But Mela, they're fine. But if you're going to be over and I say still, what's fine? Who cares you're Torah? You're still going to be over and I say. And Lama, you see that for Shlichus, you're not over the Asay as well. So Vaita, you see that you learn out the Asay, the Pasha and Dvarim, from the Lav, which was said in a different Pasha entirely. You can learn out from Shmois to Dvarim. You can learn out the two Pashas. You're not Mekayim and Mitzvah Asay as well. What happens if you send a Shlich and you do pay? What's the din? So I like Mendi, Mekayim and Mitzvah. Why not? Shabbos, keep Shabbos today too. But like the chidah in Maris Ha'ayin, the chidah in Likutim, Sifkot and Yudalid, he over there says that you're not considered a hedged if you pay. He says you're not, what?
Like
many
saying,
like, you
accept the money.
No. Yeah, that's what you're saying? Because you accept the money? Is that because you have two things. Okay, so on the first landing, l'chay, you should have a mitzvah say. L'maisa, the chidah doesn't say that. The chidah says what you do have is just like noshim, that are potter, on the mitzvah say, mangrama, but if they do it, they have an inyan to do it anyway. So he says, chach, even though you're potter, because you did adei shlich, because you still have this inyan to do it anyway. Still have an inyan. And he says, also, it's a finimish, it's a din. Nebuch the poor Paul is desperate, he's chalishing for food, he wants to get paid. So that you became the mitzvah of Hashem Yasun, which is lefnimish, it's a din. That you will have. There's a truth, it's Rav Paul, Michael Adal, Chesh Mishmat. Baltasha, let's say, he's Torah. Okay, we can get out of it. And Baltasha is if he delays. Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a.
Yom Yishuk is zichin amegayim mitzvah.
Right, so you have this mitzvah as nashim business?
It's after the Zman.
No, if you pay the first
so
day.
He's for
the Zman. Oh, if you paid on the right day,
yeah, right. He's gonna die.
You have to know. If Yom HaDeshuk makes the Zman then I don't know if you even have the... It's not even the Zman yet. So I don't even know if I have this Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Grom either. This is not, I think even Mendy would be murder that's not the Zman HaPeroin. Right? Right, okay. Fine. So if that's the case... The true Rav Palam says a different part. The true Rav Palam says it should lagar from every mitzvah, priest bal chayiv mitzvah. Avad you have a priest bal chayiv even for schiris poyalim, and avad you'll have that mitzvah deraisa, you'll have that mitzvah priest bal chayiv. That's what he says. Fine. Next halacha, there's halacha boike, which has to be boike rishon, once it's over boike rishon, shevein oiva, if he's like tavai, shevein oiva, whatever it is. What would be like Abed Yasei? If he was like tavai, or you're already oiva, are you going to be oiva that say every single day? Or no, just like the lav. So it's pashut avada the gemara's masha yoni of the baltish avada. There's no essay. Not only that, the Rana Muki Yaisa says that just like by the is of baltolin is kazak this din huadim by schir laila, which is the day the chiv takabi mitinuskari. Once it's of as manarishin by the yom rishin shuvein oiva yom mitinuskari. Karka, the Rama says by karka is nismait the pasha of ba'artzecha, which is said in the parasha of Yamatit and Schare. What would be like the Ramah? Are you going to be over still the lava baltolin? It's mashum the Ramah. No, you're not even over the lava baltolin either. So you see that now it's faket. You see, you can learn out the lava baltolin from the Asay of Yamatit and Schare. So if you show Dava, what you see here is that everything is learned out from everything. This way, that way, every single mead, this loy tovoy, ein loy shlichas, pamachas, karka, everything is learned out, even though it's said in one parasha, we apply it to the other parasha. So the million-dollar kasha, which is bothering me, there's a whole sug in Kuvir Aleph and Mebeis, Behema, and Kalim, Ger Toishev, Ramam has even Goy, that in this parasha, no, if you're Yalav Socha, Socha is good. If it's not Yalav Socha, Socha it's no good. And then we'll have only in this parasha, not in that parasha. Ger Toshiv is only for the Asay, not for the Lav. The Ramam has a Goy is only for the Asay, what for Lav. What in the world is going on here? I have all these Miutim with added Drosha of Socha, Socha, without a Gzer Shav, Hekish, and Avo Pikain, no problem. We learn one from the other just freely, no problem, indiscriminately. And here all of a sudden there's a whole Sugya Faket. What is going on? Anyone have this kasha? And what's the taste?
So either we want to say, either like the mashah, the whole time we hold the sofa sofa in the maskana. Which, okay, as a mashah, as a shrek,
okay,
or we have to say, after playing a shul, but we have to change the playing a shul a little bit. There's things that on svara, you don't need a...
Svara? These are svaris? Ain't like the svaris, like the svaris, it's a cousin.
It could be daitcha,
but it's a cousin.
It's not a prostamiyat, like
Gertoyshav,
or Rebir,
prostamiyat.
It's not a
svara. Alright, so I wanted to
taina. Peshu has a knesh like this. Knesh is a little different. Peshu has a svara on the table.
Okay, I wanted to taina. I could be wrong, but I wanted to taina that all these things are miyutim. It's a chiddush. There's a gila akra that when it's nesmite in one pasha, that is going to be nesmite from the other pasha. But prata be empty discari, right? The lavim, the meramim nechinuch puts the lavim together, and the asay, or the lavim could be on the asay. They go hand in hand. Whenever there's a meat in the pasha, it's a gila of them. The banish on nishkaval, not this. Maybe like Mendy still this, but not this, right? So if it's not this, so it's not this for the lav, it's not this for the asay, it's not this for the olah lav too. The other way around, the whole Gemara is talking about Faket. The Gemara is talking about a Riboy. Really, it's not in the Parsha. I need a Riboy to be Marbe Beima, Marbe Kele, Marbe Ketoish, Marbe Goy. When you're tunneling a Riboy, and Luchela Chidusha, maybe for this Parsha it's Nisraba, maybe for that Parsha it's not Nisraba. That's what I would like to suggest. Mamela, if I'm right, I can answer the Goyin's Kasha. The Goyin blame Shrey on the Ramah. Why in the world is Ramah saying Baratzacho? That's nismay from the parasha over there. But itcha v'shteit in the parasha of Baal Tolan is misraba kolash itcha. Just like it's marba beim and kelis, marba karka as well. So avada should have it. What's going on? So I want to tell you that the Rama held ba'adzecha was a meat. It's a meat in karka. Ba'adzecha v'loy adzecha. And it's a meat. That meat's going to be even for Baal Tolan, because every meat's learned out one parasha to the other parasha. the itchover state over there, that's a ribi kutzo. With mamayit, that ribi is only gonna be for ben mekelin. Can't be ma'atzcha because I already have the meat over there. Be'atzcha v'loy atzcha to be mamayit. The goyin l'shitasei in the next goyin vice toys when he quotes, he learns that it wasn't a meat. He learned it was just no ribi. Shtei techreis this ma'bebeiman, this ma'bekelim, this ma'beavodim. And atzcha we don't have a ribi for, so you don't have a ribi. So the goyin yes, shkech you don't have a ribi over there, but itchi you have a ribi over here. But if you learn that be'atzcha is a meat, like the other l'shenis applies. And it's a need. If it's a need, a need in one patch applies to the other patch. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.